So if you're hankering to get a last taste of winter this weekend, you could head to Vermont to ski, or if it's your thing, to snowmobile. Producer John Kalish got on a souped-up sled and sent us this report.
Not all Vermonters are crazy about snowmobiling. Critics complain about the noise and pollution, a no-no in one of the most environmentally conscious states in the country. But snowmobiling is so ubiquitous that kids ride to school on the machines, and grown-ups travel to Maine and Canada entirely by snowmobile. That's what 55-year-old David Fushi does. He lives more than 100 miles from the Canadian border. A snowmobile trail runs right past his house in Rutland, Vermont.
I go snowmobiling in Quebec a lot. We snowmobiled right out the back door here. We snowmobiled up past Quebec City, so 1,200 miles up and back.
The snowmobile trails, more than 4,000 miles of them, pass through both public and private land and cross rivers, interstates, and smaller roads. They're maintained by VAST, the Vermont Association of Snow Travelers. I caught up with snowmobiler Phil Coburn, who was parked at a farm in South Stratford, Vermont.
I'm great on my snow machine. I go everywhere.
And so to his snowmobiling friends. Coburn told me about one guy who rode his snowmobile to Minnesota. Coburn himself has ridden to Fort Kent in Maine near the Canadian border, a distance of more than 400 miles. He used to ride up to the town of Newark in Vermont's Northeast Kingdom on a regular basis.
I have a camp up in Newark, and I like to ride up there. I used to go up on a Friday, ride up around that area on Saturday and Sunday. Then I'd ride back on Monday. That would be about a 600-mile weekend trip.
By the way, Phil Coburn is 79 and still tooling around on his Arctic Cat. Coburn isn't the only Vermont senior who's out there riding. 90-year-old Marcel Smith still takes to the trails on his motorized sled.
I've been riding all my life. It's all I do in the wintertime. I don't go to Florida. The sled I got now is a 2001. I've got 19,000 miles on it. I've been about 400 miles this year so far. I get tired riding these things, you know, still, naturally, but I don't get lame on it. I don't know why. But I can go out and not be lame after I get riding, you know, 50, 60, 70 miles.
Most snowmobilers in Vermont are riding around at a speed of about 30 miles per hour, but the modern sleds can go much faster, especially if you cross the border into Canada. Alex Reisterer is a snowmobile enthusiast who lives in Bethel, Vermont.
Some of the big wide-open trails, like up in Canada, you can cruise at 80 miles an hour pretty easily. You know, up in Canada, they actually groom two lanes. It's like an interstate system. You don't have anybody even coming at you, so you can go fast without even worrying about it.
You can get on a snowmobile trail near the Vermont-Massachusetts border and ride all the way up to northern Vermont and on to Quebec, Maine, and New Hampshire. But the trail system changes every year, says Ken Gammel, who's active in the Vermont Association of Snow Travelers.
Landowners that move in, they don't want the trail on their property, and so we have to move it. And when it comes to changing these trails, we have to go build bridges, put in culverts. Sometimes we have to cut a trail through the woods. Most of the time, there'll be an old logging trail or there'll be an old Class 4 road or something like that that we can use part of. So we try to make the trail system up that way.
In addition to all the revenue that snowmobiling brings into Vermont's economy, there are also aesthetic benefits derived from the sport. Ken Gammel says there's no better way to appreciate Vermont's landscape than on the back of a snowmobile.
You see some of the most spectacular views that you're not going to see walking down the road or driving down the road. You know, you're up on top of a mountain somewhere looking down on a little village, just absolutely gorgeous. And this is what I really enjoy about doing it.
By the way, this city dweller had never been on a snowmobile prior to working on this story. Snowmobiler Phil Coburn let me take his sled out for a spin, and I had such a blast that I'm hoping to get some more snowmobiling in before the season is officially over. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish in Vermont.
I could have used a snowmobile earlier this winter to get to and from work. Although now I feel really bad for the people that I see at ski resorts who are just snowmobiling around in a circle or going like 1 mile. These people are riding these things for 1,000 miles. So.
Yes, they are. You could have used a snowmobile today.
Not here, thankfully. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.